104.1 Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. M, the next in our Ask Me Anything series, and it's the story of two families today, and it's the story of organ donation.
It is, and it's one that, as all of us are parents here, you can't imagine being in the position of either families. Mm. And we'd like to welcome, first of all, Brooke. Hello, yes. Brooke.
Hi, how are you?
And we're well, thank you. And also Tatiana, hello.
Hello.
Now Brooke, you guys didn't know each other at all. In
no.
life.
No.
And tragic circumstances brought you together.
Yes. Brooke, and if you want to tell the story of, I guess, how you guys came to know each other.
So my son Zane was in a tragic accident where we decided to donate his organs. And his story was on Facebook, and Tatiana happened to see it on Facebook, and her son received Zane's kidneys. His lungs. Sorry.
So I just want to, I mean, this is incredible. I just want to go to the selflessness of you and your husband. So your three-year-old son was killed in the driveway. It was a terrible accident. And in your most darkest moment of grief, you decided to donate his organs. I mean, was that something you'd ever thought about until that moment?
Organ donation was something I'd thought about for myself. Obviously, when you fill out your driver's license, it's not something I ever thought about for my children.
No.
But in that moment, it is something that we both decided we wanted to do.
And why did you want to do it?
I think for us, sitting in that hospital room for 10 days and seeing all these sick children, we thought if we could help someone, even just one person, that would be worth it.
Look, thank you initially, yeah. Just to even have that presence of mind and have that thought about others in that moment, yeah. From all of us, for straight away, thank you, because that is just
selfless.
An incredible thing to do. Mm. And so now, Tatiana, it was your son Mason.
Yeah.
So your son Mason needed lungs.
Yes.
And what was Mason's story up to that point?
So he had gotten a viral pneumonia. Up until then, his lungs were fine.
Mm-hmm.
Viral pneumonia that attacked his lungs and, left him with 25% lung function and living on oxygen and in a wheelchair. So he was listed to wait for lungs.
And how did you find out that there were some lungs that, you know, that were age appropriate and it could be for your son?
Just a phone call in the morning. Saying, hi, we think we found some lungs.
And you're waiting for that phone call the whole time, I would imagine, before it comes.
Yeah.
But I guess you'd also waiting knowing another little person, another family has to lose their little person for your little person to live. So I imagine it's quite a conflicting time.
Yeah, definitely.
So there is a law that the identities of organ donors can't be revealed in Australia to recipients. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So once, obviously, Mason received the organs, you wanted to naturally find the family and thank them.
Yeah.
But you couldn't.
Yeah, and try and, if possible, bring them some sort of comfort and knowing what they had done.
And Brooke, were you happy to be contacted, or did you wish to remain anonymous at that point?
We always hope that someone would contact us, seeing that him on media...
Yeah,
in social media and on the news, maybe they would realise the dates.
Is it an odd law then? Because we've got two people who have lived this situation, and I can't seem to think in my head what the purpose of a law like this would be.
Mm. Yeah, I think if both parties agree, then it shouldn't be stopped.
It could be something they could check beforehand. You know,
yes.
When you become an organ donor, are you happy for people to know it was you?
Yeah.
So the hospital said your only option was to write an anonymous letter.
Yep. That gets handed to Donate Life, and then Donate Life hand that on to the donor family after checking that there's no distinguishing facts in there, you know, names or places, things like that.
And yeah, they're pretty strict with the letter as well.
What was it like to get that letter, Brooke?
Well, Tatiana and I had already contacted each other before I got that letter from her.
And this is where Facebook comes in.
Yeah, so tell us, Tatiana, how did you put it together? So you were on Facebook?
Yes, so I was in Mason's ICU bed while he was sleeping. He'd only just been woken up a day or two earlier. He was out for 5 days. So in that, you know, noisy and bright ICU room, and I just quietly scrolling through Facebook because I couldn't sleep, and this news article sort of... grabbed my attention, and I didn't go to open it initially because it said, you know, they had lost their son 2 weeks earlier.
A little bit close to home for you at that point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But I didn't really put two and two together until I opened it and realised they meant because he'd been on life support for so long. And then when it mentioned that he'd donated organs and that a set of lungs had gone to someone, and I knew Mason was in the only hospital that did children's lungs in all of Australia and New Zealand, and the last one was 3 months earlier. So
you put it together.
Yeah, it sort of came together pretty quickly.
And what did you do then? What was your, you know, that's another moment to sit down and go, right, what am I going to say in this now message?
I struggled to find somewhere quietly that I could have a cry to myself, which you can't do in that situation.
Right.
Paced up and down the hallways for a little while, trying not to look too odd. And then, yeah, I thought about it for a day or two and then thought, no, I need to try and reach out to these people as gently as possible.
Yeah.
And you could see all of the people who had been sharing the news article. So I saw a couple of people that mentioned that they knew the people, and I thought, well, if I try and go to an outside source, but it ended up being Brooke's sister. So it was a little closer than I was planning, but it worked well.
So many conflicting emotions as a mum and a parent. You've benefited, but your child is alive, but you also know another mother is desperately grieving for a little boy, same. Yeah. So when you first spoke to Tatiana, what were your emotions?
I was in shock.
Yeah.
I was definitely in shock. It wasn't something I was expecting, but really happy that she made the decision to reach out. And I guess for us being able to see Mason, it helps us with our healing.
Yeah. Do you feel a bit like, you know, part of Zane is living on?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've said to Tatiana before, you know, Zane was wild. So good luck with those lungs.
and for you, Tatiana, what was that like for you when you got a message? Did you get a message back from Brooke, or how did you
approach it?
I was actually talking back and forth with her sister for a little while. And then as soon as she realised what was going on and who I was, because I just said I might be able to help with them, knowing one of the recipients, that's all I said. And she must have quickly stalked me and seen some photos.
Yeah.
She just said, oh, well, here's his mum, here's Brooke, and just sort of added her into the conversation. Then I was,
oh my gosh.
I was a bit in shock and went, oh, okay.
Wow. And I mean, what do you say? Thank you.
Say?
I mean, I don't remember.
It's a strange thing, isn't it? Are we thanking them because they've made your life infinitely better, but you know.
They've gone through the worst thing possible. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about organ donation. So we're looking at, to become an organ donor, you can, it's not just if every time 10 years you do your license, you can do it any time you like. So donate life.gov.au. At the moment, so that's a majority of Australians, so we're around 60, a little bit over 60% are willing to donate their organs, but no? You're just shaking your head.
Yes, but I believe only about 33% have actually signed up.
Right, signed up. So that's intention. So what we're trying to, that's very low. That is, 30% is a very low number. But, is a life-saving situation. So if you're listening to this,
it's no longer on your license either. Mm. I believe it's only Western Australia that it counts on your license. So even if you registered on your license, that no longer exists.
You have to.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You're no longer registered.
Well, especially the last time I did it, so that means that I need to go and do this. Yeah. So donatelife.gov.au.
So Brooke, I also know that Mason saved 5 lives. Zane saved 5 lives, including Mason.
Yeah.
So, I mean, have you had contact from the other families?
Yeah, so the mum of the baby girl who received a kidney has been in contact with me. She's only written one letter and I've written back to her, but you cannot reveal any names or anything that will give you away. So I'm not sure if she knows who we are. Mm. But, yeah, it was really nice to hear from her.
5 lives.
Wow.
Now, Anit, how are you? I mean, is it eight months since this has happened?
No, it's 10 months.
10 months since this has happened. Yeah. How are you now? How are you?
I'd say we're doing well. You know, you have your good days, you have your bad. Most are good.
Mm.
But yeah, you know, we hit the 10-month mark last week and that morning was just, you know, horrible for me, horrible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, look, once again, telling your story today, I guarantee is going to go and make more people go and do this.
100%.
Yeah.
And Mason as well?
Mason's doing really well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tatiana and Brooke and Ibrahim, your husband, who's there with you, Brooke. So we want to thank you so much for telling us your story, for coming forward, because when we put this out on the radio and everywhere through social and everywhere else, we know that more people will go to donatelife.gov au, and hopefully more people are going to sign up to what is a life-saving situation. Thank you so much for telling us your story today, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.